The following shiur has been presented by Hagoyin Rav Shalom Kamenetsky, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Philadelphia, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Yuma has been graciously dedicated in memory of Avigail Meimarachel Aleha HaShalom, Bas Yibodel Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Reb Chaim Aaron, Admeya Ve'esrim Shana. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zchus for her neshama.
The Gemara in Yuma Dafayim Beis Mabeis says, Amar Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon says, Shloisha Zeirim Hein, there are three crowns, Shal Mizbeach, the crown of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Mishal Oroin, one of the Oron Kodesh, Mishal Shulchan, Shulchan is the third crown. Gemara explains, Shal Mizbeach, Zocha Aroin, V'notloi, Aaron was Zeich, and he took it. He took the crown of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Shal Shulchan, which represents Malchus, Zocha David v'notloi. David was Zeich and he took it. Shal Oroin, Adayin Munachu. The Zer of the Oroin, the crown of the Oroin is Munach. Kol Aroitza Likach, Yovoi v'yikach. Anyone who wants to come, he can come and take the crown of the Oroin. Anyone. It's not miyuchat to a specific shevet, a specific person. Shema Toimer Pachisu. Lest one will say that this indicates that it's a lesser Madrega. It's not as choshev as the others. Talmud Loima, Bim Alochim Yim Loichu. Kapitel in Mishle, Kapitel Ches, Torah Kedosha speaks at Rosh, and it says, Bim Alochim Yim Loichu. It's through me, it's via me the Torah, Malochim Yim Loichu, that kings will make themselves kings. Al Kaponim, the Gemara makes it very clear that the Zer, the Kester of Torah, the Klal is, Kol Aroitza Likach Yavoi V'yikach. Anyone who feels like taking it can come and take it. It's not something specific. Ramo, in the Rechaim Simon on Gimel, in the Halachis of a Shliach Tzibor, the Klolim of who's a Shliach Tzibor, who's ready and who's not ready to be a Shliach Tzibor, says in Sif Chof Hei, Shliach Tzibor Shehizkin, Shliach Tzibor got older, V'roi Tzalim Leiz Benoi Lesayo Lebrokim, and he wants to be Memani, his son, to help him at times, Afa Bishen Koil Benoi Orev Kekoiloi, although the voice of his son is not as sweet as his own voice, if he fills his position in other things, the son comes before others, and the tzibur can't be moiche, can't stop the fact that his man is the son to take his place. It's not the discussion here when it comes whether a son is mamali, the mokim shaloviv. The Magen Avraham Dir explains an interesting discussion. Avraham Dir says, if Kotan Lamed Gimel, Umayri shekiblu l'shat kol yimechayiv, this togman of Shliach Tzibur was established to be a Shliach Tzibur his whole life. Vinke bevadi al daskein his neshim l'fa'omim lo yuchal l'hispalul shiyim na'achal esayiv. Vimkein benoi koidem. Others could take his place. That was the condition taken in the beginning. And therefore his son comes before others. Va'oid, sha'afilu lehoyu ha'avroi lekach, shura sadin shevnoi koidim, sheminig ha'mokim ho'yisham shabonim mismanim tachas ha'ovais. The minig was, the sons would take the place of their fathers. Uklal godol omru b'chol ha'minuyim. It's a klal in all appointments, in all jobs, in all positions. Shaben koidim, that the son comes first. Vafilu v'koin godu, vafilu yesh acherim gedoyle mimenu, ad kan losh narash bo, simen shin. And he continues, he says, v'cheinu b'sefri shekol ha'minuyim b'neyim koidmin. He quotes a sefri that says, all positions of power, all positions of the tzibur, b'neyim koidmin. And he quotes further, and he says, v'chein kosev v'knesus ha'gdoyle v'rajdam v'yoyredeh simen pe'alif. He kosev, he says the following halochen. Tibbechochem hamamun olaharbitz teira. A Talmud Chochem, whose job is to be marbitz teira, oiladin, or is a dayon. Loyamrin and kach, we don't say this halacha that kol aminuyim, the son takes the place of son is for others. And he quotes further, he says, the kol aminuyim shem kasa teira ain b'neim koidmin, rak mihilon halsi v'eilich nogush b'neim koidmin. That's what he quotes. It's a safer quote to the Solomon Amoris and the Ramah Mipanoi. That's what he's quoting, that the Ramah Mipanoi as well said that when it comes to minuyim of Rabbonus, of a Talmud Chochem, or as he calls it, a Dayon, the loch is Ein b'neim nismanim b'mkoymon. The right that they bring us under the Gemara here in Yuma. Heyois and Torah, there's a klal, kol ha'roitz alikach, yove v'yikach, kol ha'roitz alitol, yove v'yitol. There is no balabatishkeit, there's no bailus on Torah. So when it comes to Torah, there is no klal that b'noi koydim la'acheshim. This is the sheet of the Mahashtam, as quoted in the Mogen Avrom. This is also the sheet of the Asar Mamorois, as quoted in the Mogen Avrom. It seems to be that it's not such a dover poshut. Although this is the Shita, the Doyle HaPoiskim seem to hold this way, and many others hold the same, but there's a discussion in the Poiskim whether this is the case. It's quoted some Seif in the Chuvis, in Arachayim and Simon Yudbeis, he quotes the Medrash, that says, Shalayim Moshe Sovur, Moshe thought, Shabon of Yorshoi, his children will be his Yorshim. And he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he asks that his children take his place. His children would definitely be fitting for this particular job. Moshe Rabbeinu said that he has to have a manig. What kind of manig? It'll be a manig that leads them. A manig which is always gehalten. He has all these milas. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu sets the criteria for a manig, and he wants his children to fill that role. He clearly understood that his children are befitting to fill that role. Says Chassam Sofer, had it not been that Moshe Rabbeinu knew that his sons filled that role and they had the criteria necessary to make them those leaders, he would never have asked that his children fill that role. Uvachol zeis HaKadosh Baruch Hu mones Yehoshua kidei lohidia debekeser Torah ein Yerusha. When it comes to the Keser Torah, there is no Yerusha. That's one Chassam Sofer, one tshuva. There's another tshuva. He writes as follows: the Heyoy Shabizman Hazeh Harav Meshuvad LeKohol Lasois Tzorcheim VeLoi Kimoy Bizman HaChazal Shoye Ach VeRak Minui Kedusha Levad. Today a Rav has many different responsibilities. He has Shibudim to the Kohol to do all kinds of things for the Kohol. He is busy with all kinds of things that are not necessarily in the realm of Kedusha. And he is not Memuna as it was in the days of Chazal, necessarily for Dover Shebekdusha Levad. Lochein Yesh Bozeh Din Yerusha. He says, therefore there is a Din Yerusha. When it comes to the position of a Rabbonis, he says there is a Din Yerusha. However, he concludes and he says, Bikol Mokoyim, Be'inyin Rabbonus HaMedino, She'ikroi Lohoshi V'Livsoi Kalochois, talking about being a Rav Shalom Adino, being the Rav Aroshi of a community where the Iker, his Tachlis, is not to be involved in the Yalde Yoim Yoim and to be involved in the issues of the Balabatim, but rather to pass Kishailis, Bozeh Ein Din Yerusha Kishe Iker Shom Godlim Imenu. There is no Din Yerusha. However, he seems to qualify that and say, if there's somebody else who could fill the position more than the son, he should take it. It does seem to indicate that Lu Yitzur, the son, would be one who could fill the position. There would be no reason why not to fill the position with the son. Al Kaponim Chassam Sofer as well builds from this Chazal as he brings it. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted very much, interestingly enough, the way he understands, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to do Shaloi Kedin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu here was Meir Aloi Halacha, that there is no Yerusha when it comes to Rabbonus. That seems to be the case as he explains it. This discussion of whether or not there is Yerusha or not, the Moshe and Shuvis and Choshe Mishmet Chelik Beis Simon and Aleph writes, Ein Litchoy Zchus HaYorshim Mamish Kedei Losif HaMisra Af Le'echad Min HaTalmidim HaVasikim. One should not push away a certain position of a Rebbe. He's a Rebbe, he teaches Talmidim. One should not push away the position even to one of the Talmidim HaVasikim, to the Choshev HaTalmidim. It makes the Hanoch and he says, because Yerusha is a Din Torah, so he does clearly indicate that there is a Din Yerusha. Rabbonus, or a position of a Rebbe, is one that can be given to one's children. Interesting, Chiddush. So too, Shabbos Teshuvah Divrei Malkiel tells us the same. Shalach Abir Advomi writes in Simen Pei Beis, Chelek Dalid, Bolimas. He says as follows that the Rashbam is incorrect. And he feels that there is a din Yerusha v'minu yabo mikoich ha-toyro. He says, "Im nisman ekrovi befeirush aydei akol." He also argues on the Chassam Sofer Pshat in the Medrash, as we mentioned before. He says, "Ayosha Moshe Rabbeinu thought Shabon of Yerusha Raim is Eshayesh din Yerusha. Adarav, Moshe Rabbeinu claimed he came kaloche. There's a din Yerusha." But he says, "Kivan shashimash Yeshua Yisrael v'chayei Moshe Rabbeinu," because there's Meshamish Klal Yisrael, even the life of Moshe Rabbeinu, ain't doichin say, as if the position was gotten not lach aptiras Moshe, but it was a schus to the position even v'chayei Moshe. Also, it's interesting as Teichemed writes. He writes this in Mareches Chazok v'Mitzvus. He says, he wanted there also to be doichelich some sefer, and he says a svara shani Yeshua shu omal upal b'chayim Moshe Rabbeinu ube'etzem l'kesset Torah yesh Yerusha. So he writes over there somehow or another he was doichelich b'chayim shu Moshe Rabbeinu. It's interesting to note the Chassam Sofer's distinction. He says that there's Yerusha when it comes to Rabbonus, only if the Rabbonus has an element to it which is not shal divrei Torah, but in divrei Torah again he's nochis to the Yisoid of the Marashdam and the Asarim Amorais, the Koloroid Silito Yovo Veyitoil, there is no Bailus when it comes to Torah. So a position of teaching Torah is a position which is the same. There's no Bailus. One does not have the schus to say it belongs to me, and I could be Merishit Levonai. However, the Inyone Tipol that a Rav is Metapil is indeed called a position, and would fit the bill of the Sefri that tells us that Kolam Inuyim Veneim Koidmin. It would seem to be something we say, as it says, as the Rambam Paskins in Perek Aleph Malachim, Kol Asroros V'Cholam Inuyim Yerusha Levnoi Leven Benoi Ad Olam. In other words, a position of power not involved in directly in Piske Halachim Limud HaTorah, the Chassam Sofer understands goes into the gather of a Minui Parnosa Yisrael, that there should be Yerusha. But Derech Agav, I'll mention, interesting, Ruach Haim for Rav Chaim Volozhin on the Mishnah, Ehoiva Samalochu Sneya Sarabonus. We're used to the fact that the Mishnah here talks to a person and says, stay away from Rabonus. Get yourself involved in something which is a real job. Ehoiva Samalochu. However, Rav Chaim Volozhin says, we're talking to the same Rav, and we tell him, Ehoiva Samalochu. You should love the Malochu of the Rabonus. The Malacha means the Shiurim, the Limudei HaTorah, the Psak, the Tshuvas LaHalacha. Usneyes HaRabbonus. You should dislike the element of Rabbonus that we have in the Rabbonus. The politics, the Tipulim, all the Asokim that the Chassam Sofer says goes into the gather of what's included in what past Yerusha. It's two Halakim to the Rabbonus. It's Usneyes HaRabbonus. That Chelik, which is Tipulim and Dvarim, studying besides learning, that's something you should dislike. The Rama, Soif Simen Reish Mem Hei, in Yeridea, speaks about Inyone Parnoso, and a Rav comes into a city with the other Rabbonim, and he says the following words towards the end of the Simen, Mishahuchtek Larav Ba'ir Afilu Hirzik Ba'atzmei Be'ez Esroro, Ein Lo Heridoi Migdulosai. One who was Huchtek to be a Rav in the city, even if he took the position himself, you cannot take him Migdulosai. Afa Bishabo L'Sham Acha Godoil Memenu, even if one greater than himself came to the city, we did not take him away from his position. And he continues, he says, "Afilu benoyu ben benoyu li oylam koydmen la'achirim, kol zman shememalim mokem avayseyim biyiro, veim chachomim k'tas." Quotes this halacha, based on the Rambam we mentioned before, Perek Aleph Hilchos Malachim, that even his son and his enikul, they come before other people, as long as they're memalim mokem avayseyim biyiro, Hashem, and the k'tas chachomim. Interesting, it indicates that there is a Yerusha when it comes to Rabbonus. That seems to be the clear indication of the Rambam. We have to mention the Aruch HaShulchan in two places. Aruch HaShulchan Ha'ot and Hilchos Klei Mikdosh, Perek Chavimol, says the following Loshon. Nearly bor, le'inyan ha-Rabbonus, le'shayach Yerusha, ipnei de'iker ha-Rabbonus, havi godloi batoiro. It doesn't pass Yerusha when it comes to Rabbonus, because the ik of the Rabbonus is his Godless Betoira. Ve'im bazer shum Yerusha. In one's Godless Betoira, there is no Yerusha. Ve'hanoigin bazer din Yerusha mechabim leiro yishal Toira. And those who fear Yerusha with this, they act with Yerusha when it comes to Rabbonus, he says. They extinguish the lights of Torah. Again, indicating because the son may not be the Talmud Chochem. It comes now that the position of Rav and the Rabbonus is now taken over by one who's lesser quality of Talmud Chochem. And he says sharply, Vasidin Litin Asadin. Ulachain ain't limnois benoi. Unless he's in place of his father, both in Chochma and Yira. Again, as mentioned before, the Ramos of Simin Reish Mem Hei seems to say that the son does take the place of his father if he's a Yorei Shamayim and he's a Chochma Mikzas. When it comes now to the Simin Reish Mem Hei, the Aruch HaShulchan himself writes, when a community takes a rov, it's not the son, he has no din Yerusha. Why? It's the father that they wanted to hire. Interesting line of reasoning, seems to indicate clearly that although they didn't take the son, but taking the father, if there's a din Yerusha, he would emerge the position. And he explains that there are more that says that there is such a halacha of Yerusha, he says, "Einom ela bezman akadmoin shehakol ebocher ba'elo shebochochem echod v'hir betzteirisham v'meil hoyu loy chalukas kovet ve'eze pras v'boifu zeb v'loy koidim la'achirim im emal avokim ovi v'teiru v'yiru." It's worth mentioning the Sifrei de Be'rav that he says, although the Rambam writes in the Perek Aleph Melochim, the Rav is kolam inuyim. He explains the hand of Dafke Haim Lebedovra Toli Bachochma. A minu, he means, is something which is a position, you've been appointed to a position, not something you've attained, Machmas Chochmoscha. Kigoin Dayon Shalzeh Kosov Tzedek Tzedek Tirodoif. And he explains, Holach Achabezdin Yofi. He says, Holach Achabezdin Yofi indicates that you look for the biggest Talmud Chochim, and that's the criteria. He says, clearly we see that Keset Torah Ein Yerusha. But rather there was Choshuv, HaChoshuv, Choshuv Koidim. Brings a Rai from Chazal, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Im Echad min Adayonim Meisu, Oz Soimchin me Hayoishvim Beshura HaRishoino. Veloyez Benoy Shal HaMeis. Clearly as Dayan dies, it's a position of Torah, a position of power that should have it in Minui and in Yerusha. Yet the Loch is that you take not from his Ben, but rather from the Shura HaRishoino in the Bezdin. Brings a rife to Gemara and Hurriest Afid Gimel. Moreover, they wanted to be Mesalik and Gamliel to put them. And the Nezer is Mesakim and explains the rife of the Marashdam, the Rame Panoi. As we understand, Poshad, that Malchus and Kahuna, it means Mamalim Makoim and Beyeres Chet, it's enough. Because Yeres Chet is what makes him right to the position. He is what he is. A Ben Melech or a Ben Kohen, Kohen himself. When it comes to Torah, it's not sufficient to be the Yoreh V'chet, but rather has to be a Chochm Gadol v'Torah, because the person who's the idea is Torah b'afloge, he's the one that has the right to be Merer Halacha, and B'nei Rabbanim, each one has the right to know Torah, and anyone who knows Torah, it's nothing which is dafke miyuchid, anyone who knows Torah has the right to be a Rav, and that's what it means, kol haroi tzalikach yavah v'yikach, kol haroi tzalikach yavah v'yitol, and therefore l'halacha there is no right to give Yerusha when it comes to that bonus.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.